Like I say, I love the Lord this morning. Thankful to be here. And I'm thankful for what I've already been able to feel this morning. I know a lot of times folks will say we could leave right now and go home and say it's been good to be here. And I feel that way this morning. I don't know if everybody else does or not, but I do. I tried to come this way this morning, not to preach, but to just do whatever the Lord would have me to do. I'm thankful for the opportunity. This is a special place for me. It's a special time of the year for all of us. Got up this morning just like I always try to do. And went in there in the living room and before anybody else woke up, and I began to pray and to read and study my Bible. And not so I could come in this morning and tell y'all that I've done that. It's an important part of my life. Y'all pray for me this morning. I'm always nervous, and seems this morning I'm just extra nervous. So y'all, I definitely desire your prayers this morning. Lord willing, I'm going to try to read a little bit out of St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2. And it'll be very familiar scripture. And it's especially this time of year. I'm not really a topical preacher. But this is what scripture we got on our heart this morning. So y'all pray. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2. I'm going to start reading in the first verse. Says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenus was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." And that's as far as we feel like reading this morning. And I just ask you to pray for us right out of the bottom of your heart. But I thought about this scene here that we've just read about, and I thought this morning about just really digging into it and thinking about what it really is, and just really considering this morning what they was going through and what was going on round about that time. And I got to reading today and studying a little bit about that journey that they went on and what time of the year it was when they was headed over there to be taxed. You know, they was going and been and signing up voluntarily for something that I'd say they probably didn't want nothing to do through with this morning. I know at the end of the year, come April, tax time is something I ain't very excited about this morning, but I thought about the trip they had to make and the time of year it was, and the way I read and understand it there, it was probably pretty cold outside, and it was a pretty good little old journey that they had to go on, and they would have encountered probably some bad folks along the way, and they would have encountered some animals along the way, and there Mary was being great with child. And the way I understand also this morning, y'all just pray right out of the bottom of your heart, but over in that area, they get most of their rain maybe between like December and February. Hey, that would have been a traveling this morning, and probably some rain and a lot of wind and cold weather, and they didn't have some nice vehicle like you and I do this morning to make that journey. They was walking on their way over there, and when they got there, hey, you think about this little old lady who had never had a child before, but had probably seen folks in labor, probably seen the pain that came with it there. She was considering this morning what she was going to go through, and the Bible said that the days were fulfilled that she should deliver the child over there. And I just thought about that little old barn that they went into. You know, even when my papa was a young kid, he's told me that he could go in his bedroom and look down through the floorboards and see the chickens a-pecking the ground up in under the house. He said a lot of times if the wind was a-blowing that he might wake up in the morning and have snow on his sheets. Now you think about how much earlier in time this was and how that barn they was in, that thing probably had cracks in it that you could turn sideways and walk through this morning. I want us, church, to consider today what it really was over there. We read the story and we think about a little old woman just going over there and then there a baby is, but you think this morning, church, it wasn't no easy thing. It wasn't just go over there and spit it out and it over with. You better know this morning, church, that you'd have been frayed over there. And the conditions this morning, they wasn't very conducive this morning to bringing a child into the world. But I thought about what it really is this morning. And I thought this morning about what all Jesus did for us. How that Jesus came into this world. He made himself this morning of no reputation. I thought about over in the book of Isaiah, it talks about Jesus. And it said that he was comely. And that when folks looked upon him, there was no beauty that they had desired. I thought about the King of all Kings this morning, coming into the world as a little baby this morning, born in a manger. He wasn't of no reputation, but he came from all the splendor of heaven this morning to save you and I from a devil's hell. Think about what it really is this morning, church. We was in need of a Savior this morning. The fellowship between mankind and God was broken over there in the Garden of Eden, and we stood in need of one worthy this morning to bring us back to Him. Jesus and His love for us this morning came as a baby. You know, I thought about it. We watched a little old movie over the weekend, and it showed this little old girl how that she was sitting up there playing the part of Mary in their church play there. And while she's playing the part there, it shows that she looked back in time and she saw it for what it really was this morning. She looked back into that manger scene back there, and she saw Mary and Joseph gathered around with all them animals. This morning, church, that's what I'm wanting for us to do, is to see it today for what it really is this morning. Mankind was in a fallen state. We stood in need of something that we couldn't fix ourselves. And I thought about over there in the book of Hebrews, I believe it is, it talks about that the ashes of a heifer and the blood of bulls and goats, it couldn't purify those that was trusting in it, but maybe for 1 year, and then there was a memory made of that thing. But hey, it couldn't purify mankind's heart to keep them in fellowship with God this morning. But Jesus came into this world as that little baby. I'm wanting us today to see it for what it really is. Jesus came into the world. He lived a perfect life. Gave himself on that cross this morning. Came back on the third day that we might have fellowship with him. Thought about Nicodemus over there. He came unto Jesus by night, the Bible says. Came to him and began to ask him questions. And Jesus told him, he said, except a man be born again, that he shall in no wise see the kingdom of God. This morning, church, we got to be born again if we're going to see the kingdom of God. But I want us today to consider what it really is. What it really is a relationship with God Almighty this morning. So many times we want to just see it for what the world sees it as. The world will try to convince you this morning that being born again ain't nothing more than just a ticket this morning. A golden ticket, if you'll have it. That you can go around and wave to your buddies and say, hey, I've got it this morning. I'm going to heaven one day after a while. But if we'll see it for what it really is this morning, Brother Steve, if we'll see it for what it really is today, that born again that we take place in, it's just a starting place this morning, that we might have a relationship with God Almighty this morning. That's what God wanted with us. He wanted it from the very beginning of time when he created Adam and Eve. He wanted to have fellowship with them over there in that garden in the cool of the evening. But mankind, y'all know this story. Y'all know our hearts and how that they're continually evil. Hey, this morning, Eve was drawn away of her own lust this morning. And fellowship was broken. And hey, God gave us the law to show us that we was wrong this morning, to show us that we wasn't perfect. And after all these hundreds of years, I don't know how long, but he sent his son this morning. And we celebrate his birth around this time of the year. See it for what it really is. This morning, church, being born again, it's a starting place today that we might have a relationship with God this morning. He wants more from us. I thought about over there. It talks about under Moses' law that if one despised the law, that under the watch of two or three over there, that they were killed this morning without mercy. And it goes on and it says, suppose you how much of a worse punishment is that one worthy of today who trods underfoot the Son of the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. God is wanting a relationship with you this morning. You trodden on that sacrifice. If all you do is just go down and have a relationship, it's a one-time experience. God wants more from you. God wants more to do with you today. God loves us. If it had just been a one and done kind of thing, then the night I was born again, brother, God would have just called me on home.
It's more than that. Say it for what it really is this morning. God wanted to have a relationship with me. You say, preacher, you hold yourself to a pretty high esteem, ain't you? No? He wants a relationship with you too this morning. He don't want to just hear from you one time because you're afraid that you're going to spend all of eternity in hell. He wants to save your soul from that eternity of misery. And then He wants to walk with you this morning in the cool of the evening. God loves us today. Do you know we was born again under good works this morning? Meet under repentance this morning. You go over there and read in the book of James. Now, as I understand it, James was a brother of Jesus. I'd say he understood things pretty good, Brother Crafton. But he wrote over there. He said, You show me your faith without works. He said, I'll show you my faith through my works this morning. This morning, church, if we got faith in God, it'll produce works. We ain't saved by our works, but the faith that we have in God today, it'll produce works. Hey, it'll cause us this morning to want to have a relationship with Him. Let's see it for what it is this morning. Hey, it's just a starting point. It ain't the end of it this morning. It breaks my heart to hear people say, I can't wait till the Lord calls me home. So that I can enjoy what I got. If you ain't enjoying what you got this morning, church, you better check up today. The Bible says He'll let me sit in heavenly places. You know, it says over in another place, people want to quote it a lot of times, that the tongue ain't said, I have seen. You ain't heard about it by years. You ain't seen it this morning. And neither has it entered into the heart. The things that God has planned for those who love Him. And they won't stop right there. It don't stop right there this morning. It goes on and it says, but it's been revealed unto them this morning through the Holy Spirit of God today. He's letting me know this morning just what heaven is going to be like. I get to experience heaven this morning, Brother Randy. Hey, I told y'all before I got up here, we got a little slow start this morning, but I'm feeling pretty good right now, church. I told y'all I got to enjoying the service this morning. That's because today I seen it for what it is this morning. I've been seeing heaven this morning, Brother Darrell. Listening to them sing about them angels are crying up there this morning. I've been crying this morning. I'm a grown man today, and I don't care who knows. I've been experiencing heaven in this place. Do you know something? From the first time I came into this church till this very morning, something that's unique to each service. I see the effects of God's Holy Spirit this morning. The Bible says right over there, after Jesus and Nicodemus was talking, it says the wind blows where it will, and you don't see it come and you don't see it go. But can I tell you this morning, we can see the effects of that thing today. When God's Spirit moves throughout this building, we see the effects of it. Whew. We see the effects of it. We've talked all morning long. I guess I should have kept my mouth shut today. We've talked all morning long about God's goodness. We've talked all morning long about His Spirit and how God loves us. We've talked this morning about how that God expects things from us. Can I tell you this morning, a prayer request that I left down in the prayer room room this morning. What are you talking about, preacher? 15 minutes till 10 if you show up. You can go downstairs to the prayer room where we get together this morning and pray over this service. It don't happen like this just because. It's because people gathered out and prayed unto God today that God might touch them this morning. I got down there. I ain't lifting me up. Let me tell you something this morning. I ain't nobody today. You follow me around just a little while and watch me some, and you'll find out this morning that I ain't worth a flip this morning. It's just that's within me this morning that's any good. But we got down there, and I said, I go about with a burden on my heart for the church this morning. And I ain't talking about I hope the roof don't start leaking. I'm talking about God's people today. I want us to see it this morning for what it is today. Church, let's get together and worship God today. It takes effort. It ain't easy, Brother Mike. It ain't easy to come out to God's house and stand up and lead a song or say something for God. It especially ain't easy to do it today out at the workplace or out in the world. But can I tell you this morning, you can't outgive God today. The Bible talks over in one place about God opening up the windows of His storehouse today and pouring out a blessing that you cannot contain this morning. You can't outgive God. But we got to see it for what it is this morning. Hey, today, what it is this morning is that born again that Nicodemus was hearing about. He told him, he said, you can't see the kingdom of God except you be born again. Nicodemus, boy, he was perplexed by that thing. He said, well, Jesus, how can I, being a grown man, enter a second time into my mother's womb and be born again? He said, marvel not that I said be born again. That that's born of the flesh is flesh this morning. We got to be born of water and the Spirit today to see the kingdom of God. Once we've laid eyes on it this morning, we ought to be a wanting today to get in there and be a working, functioning member of His society today. Brother Stephen preached Wednesday night about those refuge cities. Talked about the refuge. Hey, if you had accidentally killed somebody, when the Avenger of Blood came your way, you could go to one of these refuge cities and you'd be safe as long as that high priest was living. But once that high priest died, you was exposed again. Can I tell you this morning, I'm living in a refuge city this morning, church. Jesus Christ today is the high priest. And He ain't never gonna die again. He died one time for my sins. He died for your sins this morning. And He ain't never gonna die again. Amen. Bible says over in another place, y'all pray for me. I'm ready to quit. Bible said over in another place, says there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ this morning. Can I tell you this morning that when I'm in the Spirit, when I'm living my life for God, when I am seeing the bigger picture and doing what God would have of me, there ain't no condemnation in my life. But when I turn my back on God this morning, when I step back out into that world, it ain't God's fault today. It's old Daniel's fault. But there's condemnation in my life. I've got a problem this morning. I got to get down before God. Humble as a little babe and cry out to Him this morning that I might have fellowship this morning, united with Him. You know, over there in the Bible we read about that temple over there and how that God wouldn't dwell in a defiled temple this morning. I've defiled God's temple a time or two. Don't hear what He's saying this morning. I didn't get unsaved, but I lost that fellowship. I wasn't looking at the big picture. I was just like Eve over there. I was drawn away in my own lust. Lost it. Not my salvation. I lost the peace, the comfort that I had daily in my life. Hey, church, we need to see it this morning for what it really is today. It's about a relationship with God. He desires that from each and every one of us. Not just on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Hey, He desires to hear from us every day. When we wake up in the morning and we realize, God blessed me with another day here on earth. We ought to be thanking Him for that thing. You know what, church? When we've been born again, if we're really doing what God would have us to do, folks might look upon us. They might see the life we're living, the peace that we got in our lives. And they might want to have this morning in their life what it is that we've got in our life. We've been talking about ambassadors this morning in Sunday school, about being ambassadors to the kingdom of God. What is an ambassador today, Brother Jeff? It's a representative this morning. Whenever I was bought by Christ's blood, I was not my own anymore. I am now an ambassador today, a representative to the kingdom of God. See it for what it is. You know, we get up in the mornings, Monday through Friday or whatever your schedule is, and we go to work. We know when we get there what our job is. Know how many hours a day we got to do it. You know, I think about this a lot of times. Them disciples back there, how that they went around every day of following Jesus Christ. They didn't just worship Him on Sunday morning. That's what they done full time this morning, church. You and I can do that today. We can follow Jesus every day of our lives. We can ask Him what it is. Master, what is it today that you'd have me to do? He'll tell you, Lord, I ain't got a job. What can I do for you this morning, Lord? Do you know if you've been born again, you got a job today? It might not be to get up and preach, or it might not be to lead songs or sing out loud. Your job might be to just smile at the preacher or lift your hand up during a song service. Your job today might be, like we heard in the play, to pick up the bubble gum wrappers off the ground. Church, we need to be the happiest that we can be with the job that God has gave us. Because the truth of it is, I can't do your job, and you can't do my job. We're all members in but one body this morning. We've all got a job to do. You know, my little pinky toe on my foot, I don't think a whole lot about that thing. But if you was to cut it off this morning, or if it was to quit working, I bet you that I'd miss that thing. The smallest member in this body of Christ is just as important as whatever you might think the biggest member is. Before God called me to preach, I used to think, boy, I'm preachers. They're special people. They got a direct line with God. I bet they don't ever even sin. They probably don't even ever have a tough day at work. They are special people. Can I tell you this morning, Brother Randy, Brother Crafton, God must have a pretty good sense of humor this morning to call me to preach this morning, because He showed me through the years that those preachers that are up there preaching, they got problems this morning. They having to pray for themselves before they can even get up this morning and try to bring a message to you. you know, before Christ came, when we messed up, mankind, we had to go to the high priest. Fallible human. No doubt a good man probably. But he's fallible, and we'd have to tell him, hey, I've done all these things this year. Here's my sacrifice. So you take it in there and get forgiveness for me. You know what that man had to do? He had to take and get forgiveness of himself before he could go and get anything from me. Can I tell you this morning, church, living under the new covenant that Christ came and put into place for you and I. The Bible said that veil was ripped in twain while he hung up there on that cross. That opened it up this morning for you and I, that we might look into heaven and be able to call out upon the name of Jesus this morning. We got something they didn't have, Brother Randy. We need to see it this morning for what it really is. It's a starting place today. Y'all come on, get a song. It's just a starting place this morning. I hope and pray if God's talked to you this morning, maybe you've just come to the knowledge of sin. Preacher, I've been a good person. I ain't never even done nothing. That's okay. But if God showed you you're lost, you'll receive the same sinner's portion as the very worst one that you can imagine. If you've been born again and you've turned your back on God, I've been there. Preacher, you ought not say that. I'm honest with you this morning. I ain't better than nobody. I mess up probably more than anybody. But God has forgiven me every time I've humbled my heart. You know what? I can say in 100% honesty, 10 times out of 10, I've found God to be faithful. I ain't always been faithful, but God has. If you're in trouble this morning, whatever the need is, God can supply it. If you ain't in trouble, you've just got a broke heart for somebody, God can listen to you. He said, cast all your cares upon me. Not just some of them, all of them. Think about it for what it really is this morning. It is for a relationship. While we stand all over the house, you be honest with yourself today. Really search your heart. If you feel like praying, if God spoke to you this morning, I got enough confidence in this group of people to tell you that you won't pray by yourself. God will meet you there first, and then these altars will fill up with folks that care about you and love you.